Welcome to Lead Generation Website's local online lead generation podcast with me, Robert Keating. The podcast for local business owners who want to rank their websites in Google and generate leads and sales from the internet. Hello, welcome to today's show. And today we're looking at optimizing WordPress with the Yoast SEO plugin. This is a very useful plugin with lots of options. So we're going to be looking at this over two episodes, because there's quite a lot of things to get through. Today we're going to be looking at site-wide optimization. In Friday's episode we're going to be looking at page and post optimization, individual page and post optimization. And today we're looking at using this plugin in a way that we can optimize our website as a whole, site-wide optimization. So what is it? It's a WordPress plugin, it's free, and it's called WordPress SEO by Yoast. Now why is this plugin important? This plugin fulfills a number of functions, and it helps us optimize our website, as I said, both on a site-wide basis and also on the individual page and post level. How do we do this? Once we know how to do it, it's really quite simple. It's just a question of ticking boxes, really, certainly on a site-wide optimization. Now, if we do this, our website's going to be much more streamlined in Google, and it's going to rank and be much more visible than it would do if we didn't optimize the website site-wide. So as usual, we're talking about Google visibility, which means more targeted traffic, which means more leads and sales to your website. So Yoast is a Dutch technical SEO and WordPress expert, and his company provides SEO services and it builds WordPress SEO plugins. One of their plugins is WP SEO by Yoast, and I highly recommend this plugin. It's completely free, and in today's episode we'll look at optimizing your website using this plugin. Now the way this works is that once you have installed the plugin, a new menu item will appear in the left side menu of your WordPress installation, and this item is labeled SEO. When you hover or click on this SEO menu, you'll get a drop down. We have a number of tabs, and what we're going to do, we're just going to go through these tabs. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do on each tab to optimize your website. So we're going to start off with the general tab. So this tab is where you start if you want a tour of the functionality of the plugin, or if you want to appraise yourself of the latest updates to the plugin. Now I recommend taking a tour if you've never used the plugin before, because it will help you and it will highlight some of the features. Now each of these left menu tabs has its own set of child menu tabs at the top of the page. So on the left of the page you've got the main functionality labels, and as you click on these at the top of the page you'll get some sub-menu items dedicated to each functionality. So we're going to go through these child tabs for this first general tab. So company information, you can enter your company name, upload a logo here. Now the guidance actually says, Google shows your website's name in the search results, we will default to your site name, but you can adapt it here. You can also provide an alternate website name if you want Google to consider that. And it further goes on to say, this data is shown as metadata on your website. It is intended to appear in Google's knowledge graph. You can be either a company or a person. So in this company information area, you can add in the name of the business and the name of the website if it is different to your overall business name. It just gives you a bit more flexibility about what you call your website and how you label your business in Google. So by completing this section, you can get some metadata into Google to help them understand what the website and the business is all about. Okay, Webmaster Tools. Now this is where you can verify your Webmaster Tools account. Now personally, I've always done this manually as part of my regular workflow, but if this suits you better, then the option is there for you if required. And then finally, the Security tab. Now this is only relevant if you run a multi-author blog and other people have logins and profiles in your WordPress installation. That being the case, you can set the setting here to stop them being able to edit certain areas of WordPress. And if you're the only person that's actually logging in and updating the blog or updating the website, then you don't need to worry about this. Okay, let's move on to the titles and meta menu item. Now, this is actually one of the most important parts of the site-wide optimization. Under the general tab, there's a box labeled Force Rewrite Titles. And the guidance here says, Yoast SEO has auto-detected whether it needs to force rewrite the titles for your pages. If you think it's wrong and you know what you're doing, you can change the setting here. Now what I would recommend is to leave the settings of the plugin on its default setting, unless I specify otherwise. So leave this in its default setting and only change it if you see a problem. Now a problem might be you might be getting double site titles or the website name coming up twice on page titles. You'll just have to check how your website appears in Google and amend it accordingly. So the other option on this page is the title separator. And this is simply a question of which character you prefer as the title separator. And again, I leave it in its default setting. This is not really something that you need to think too deeply about. Okay, let's move on to the homepage tab. On the homepage tab, we have the title template. Now, this specifies the elements in the title. And again, unless you know what you're doing and have specific reason to change it, I recommend that you leave it in its default setting. The next one is meta description template. Now, the meta description is important, but again, I leave this blank and complete the meta description on a page-by-page basis. Now, we're going to go into detail about constructing a meta description in the next episode. But as I say, I leave this one blank and I complete the meta description on a page-by-page basis. So let's move on to post types. So on this tab, you'll have a number of identical options depending on your theme. So this tab controls which of your posts, pages and other content are indexable by Google, as do the next couple of tabs as well. Now, whatever theme you're using, the first two options will deal with pages and posts, and you'll want to leave these as they are. So there should be no boxes checked on these first two options on post types. Now, depending on your theme, after pages and posts on this page, you will have further options such as media, slider, container, and there'll maybe be others, which, as I said, it does depend on your theme. Now, my rule of thumb here is to check the no index box for everything except posts and pages. Now, this will stop thin content pages being indexed in Google and your site being marked down due to thin content issues. Thin content refers to sites and pages with little content, which Google would consider not good for user experience. Now, the thing is, WordPress creates individual pages for each content type, and mostly you won't want these to appear in Google. Any content for your users will be on posts and pages, so as long as these remain set to index, all your available content will be searchable and findable in Google by your users and prospects. So I would recommend that you leave pages and posts unchecked on this post types tab, and that you check the box to no index all other types of content. Okay, so we're on the titles and meta menu item, and we're now going to look at the taxonomies tab. This refers to categories and tags. Google creates a separate page or post for each category and for each tag that a page or post has assigned to it. Now, this is a problem now because Google has really cracked down on duplicate content. So you'll want to make sure that categories and tags are no indexed, or else you will develop a duplicate content issue and Google will penalise you, and you probably won't even know it, to be honest. So no index categories and tags. So the next child menu item is archives. Now, this refers to author and date archives. As well as categories and tags, WordPress also creates additional versions of blog content according to the date of publication and the author who wrote it. And again, this is just duplicate content and should be no indexed. I always no index and disable my archives, my author and date archives. Okay, and the last tab here is other. Now, you'll definitely want to check the first box on this page. You can leave the second box unchecked. And the third and fourth boxes here are only relevant if you have submitted to DMOZ and the Yahoo directory. Now, if you have done that, check them both. If not, it's completely irrelevant. So you've got four boxes on this page. Definitely check the first box. You can leave the second box. And the third and fourth boxes are only relevant if you have submitted your website to the DMOZ directory or the Yahoo directory. So if you have, check both of them. Okay, let's move on to social. So the social tab refers to your social media accounts, and you can enter the URLs of your company's social media pages here. Once you've entered in your main URLs, you do have some platform-specific tabs along the top, and you can enter more detailed information for Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Google+. Now, completing this section will provide Google with more information about your online properties, and it will help Google build up a picture of your brand online. The information that you put in here will be added as metadata to the HTML code that Google crawls when it visits your website. Okay, let's keep moving down, and we're going to now look at the XML sitemaps tab. An XML sitemap is a special sitemap for Google that you can submit to Webmaster Tools, and it will help you check that Google can find and index all of your pages and all your other content. Whilst there are other plugins available for this, it makes sense to use the functionality here in the WP SEO by Yoast plugin, and this will help you reduce the overall number of plugins that you're using on your WordPress site. The XML sitemap functionality is enabled by default. And if you click on the box on this tab, you'll be taken to your XML sitemap. Now, you want the sitemap that Google accesses to tally up with the content on your site that you are allowing Google to index. So that means that you need to exclude from your XML sitemap all the categories, tags and archives that you have already set to noindex earlier when you were configuring the plugin. To do that, first click on User Sitemap and check the boxes for Disable Author Sitemap and Disable User Sitemap box. Then click on Post Types and check everything except the boxes for Posts and Pages. Now you get the option to add excluded posts in here. So if there are any private blog posts that you do not want Google to index, you can add their ID numbers here. But for most of you, you can just ignore this tab because you'll want all your content to be public and indexed by Google. Finally, taxonomies. You'll probably want to exclude all taxonomies from your sitemap. But again, it does depend on what you initially checked in the titles and meta section. But for the vast majority of business sites, you'll want to noindex everything apart from regular pages and posts. Okay, now we're going to click through to the Advanced tab. And on Advanced, the first tab is Breadcrumbs. So what are breadcrumbs? Breadcrumbs are a trail of where your visitors come from on your website, making it easy for them to see exactly where on the site they are and how they got there. Now, whilst breadcrumbs are never a bad idea, most local business sites will not go more than two levels deep, meaning that a user will never be more than two clicks from the homepage, and so they are not an imperative. However, if your website has a number of levels to it, for example, if you think about this URL, yourdomain.com/products/kitchen/cutlery/forks, that's actually taking you four clicks away from the homepage. So in this scenario, having breadcrumbs would be very useful and become a valuable navigation aid for your visitors to help them understand where they are, how they got there, and how they can get back to the home page or to the original category page. The next item here is permalinks. It's getting quite technical now, so I'll keep it simple. On this tab, you will want to check the following options and leave the rest blank. Redirect attachment URLs to parent post URL, and remove stop words from slugs. So you want to check those two boxes, and you can leave the rest blank. Now this will prevent WordPress from giving every image you upload its own URL, which is actually bad for SEO, and it will also give you cleaner, more descriptive and keyword-rich URLs. You can also check the following in the cleanup head section. Hide RSD links, hide WLW manifest links, and hide short link for posts. Now doing this will just make things cleaner and easier for Google to crawl and index your website. You can safely ignore the final three menu tabs, Tools, Search Console and Extensions, as these are advanced and only apply to a very specific functionality which a very small number of people will actually use. Okay, let's talk about action steps. The one big takeaway from today's podcast is that you must noindex all the other versions of your pages and posts by checking the noindex box for everything except posts and pages. So that includes tags, categories, media, slides, container, author archives and date archives and any other versions that your theme creates. So this is a big thing. Just by checking a few boxes, you can actually get rid of all the duplicate content that your WordPress site might create, and it will make you much more slick and streamlined in Google, and you will be much more visible and you'll rank much better. You can follow that up by editing your XML sitemap to reflect that. So as you've said, we want your XML sitemap that Google reads to reflect the way that you've set your site up to be indexed. So you really only want pages and posts appearing in your XML sitemap. Now once you've done these two things, everything else is a bonus. These are the two actions that will make the most difference. And after doing that, you can look at the other functions as you see fit. Okay, that's the end of today's episode. I hope it's been useful. Next time, we'll be looking at part two of the WSEO by Yoast. I'll be explaining to you how you can optimize individual posts and pages on your website to help them rank better in Google and to get more targeted traffic. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate your time. I hope it's been useful. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do so on iTunes. And if it's been useful to you, I'd really appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thank you very much. Now, if you need any more information about any of the things that we've spoken about, then you can visit leadgenerationwebsites.co.uk. Or if you need to speak to somebody about your online marketing, you want to improve your website, your ranking in Google, or the number of leads you're generating from your website, please go to leadgenerationwebsites.co.uk and please just complete the inquiry form on the page.